Insurgents in Iraq this weekend attacked police stations, assassinated government officials, and set off roadside bombs. Scores of Iraqis have been killed, including more than 20 police officers today in Anbar province, about 130 miles northwest of Baghdad. Some of the victims were lined up against a wall and shot, according to wire service reports. South of Baghdad, three provincial officials were gunned down earlier today as they were on their way to the funeral of a colleague who was murdered last week. In response to the latest escalation in violence, Interim Prime Minister Ayad Alawi today declared a state of emergency in most parts of Iraq. The intent or possible effect of declaring a state of emergency was unclear. This weekend's attacks come as thousands of U.S. forces prepare for a major offensive against insurgent strongholds in Fallujah. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Baghdad, the threatened assault is another installment in a long nightmare for the people of Fallujah.
For the second time this year, Abu Saleh has fled the city in which he was born. The first was in April, when the U.S. military swept into Fallujah, Iraq's most determined and violent center of the insurgency. That effort ended in an agreement under which an Iraqi-led force, the Fallujah Brigade, was sent in to patrol the Sunni city. For a while, Abu Saleh, who's an electrician, felt things were getting better.
After April, we felt safe, thank God. But the American jets did not stop. They bombed houses and other buildings as they like.
The Fallujah Brigade was a failure. The city remained under the control of insurgents. And now thousands of U.S. soldiers and Marines and Iraqi forces are amassed around the city, waiting the order to launch a decisive showdown. Abu Saleh sent his family away some weeks ago, but wanted to stay. But he says when several houses in his neighborhood were flattened in U.S. airstrikes, he left again.
They hit with four missiles in the excuse of attacking the Mujahideen. But there were no Mujahideen in the area. It's an old neighborhood. It has nothing to do with these matters.
Abu Saleh and his family have moved into his uncle's home in Baghdad. He's watching events unfold with anger and concern. Much of his anger is leveled at the Iraqi interim government. Prime Minister Ayad Alawi has demanded the Fallujah leadership hand over the notorious Jordanian extremist Abu Musab Zarqawi. Abu Saleh doesn't believe Zarqawi's in the city.
I ask Alawi, has he seen Zarqawi? We have not seen Zarqawi, and neither has he. But he claims there is Zarqawi.
As U.S. forces massed around Fallujah, there's been a huge exodus of residents. Up to three-quarters of the 300,000 residents are thought to have left. Some are living in nearby villages, others in tents or in Baghdad, 30 miles away. Amar, a 20-year-old student, has crammed into a relative's house.
The men, women and children are all separated in different places. We have 50 women in one house. We have an old man sleeping in the garden to make space for the small children inside. We have about 20 children.
This time, the exodus coincides with the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, a time of fasting, feasting, ritual and prayer. But that, says Abu Saleh, only adds to the pressure on people.
The first time, almost all Fallujah took refuge in Baghdad. But now things are difficult. It's the holy month of Ramadan. It's hard to be guests at this time.
As in April, the Fallujans have brought with them accounts, impossible to verify, of the painful personal cost of being civilians caught between the U.S. military and the insurgency's most hardened fighters. Abu Saleh says nine of his relatives have been killed, most when a U.S. missile hit a house. He claims he helped dig out the bodies.
We looked for our people. We found five, then the sixth. And the seventh, we couldn't find his body. His mother went hysterical. We all went hysterical. He was my relative. He was not Mujahideen. These are people who stayed away from trouble. They're all students. We were surprised by the attack.
The U.S. military, with the fledgling Iraqi security forces in tow, hopes the Fallujah offensive will deal a heavy blow to the insurgency, creating sufficient stability for elections before the end of January. The insurgents say they'll counter with escalating violence. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.